Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian at the Pella Public Library, Katie Dreyer, joins us on today's program to preview the summer reading program in Pella. Well, Katie, it's that time of year again. The kids are out of school, and we are talking summer reading here at the Pella Public Library. All sorts of opportunities for kids to stay engaged over the summer. And the first note is that reading logs are already out. If they want to start being a part of that program, kids of all ages can participate.
We do have programs for babies, those toddlers not reading yet, and the grade school kids, teenagers, and then there's even an adult program for those that want to read all summer long.
And how do those logs work for people who are either new to the process or a reminder for it?
Yep. So this year, we actually changed the process all around. So this year, kids are just going to read 15 minutes a day, 20 times that month. So after they've read 20 days, at least 15 minutes a day, they can come in and get their prize. The prize this year are actually going to be books and a coupon to someplace in town for June and for July. So it's just a little bit different. And then those kids that are in kindergarten all the way to fifth, if they read more than their 15 minutes that we ask them to read for the day. They can count those minutes on their experience prize log, and then we have a drawing for different things at the end of the summer that the kids can participate in.
Well, and it's not just about the reading logs. There's all sorts of activities coming into the Pella Public Library in both June and July. What are some of just really the big highlights in your mind this year of some of the programs that may draw considerable widespread interest?
Yeah, so we have a magic show on June 18th at 9:30 in the auditorium at the Community Center. We will also have the Blank Park Zoo is going to present A Very Musical Habitat on the 22nd of June at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. So you can come either time, and that'll actually be held in room 206 in the Community Center also, just because we're planning a little bit bigger on that. And then we will have the Hansen Family Jugglers will be here on Tuesday, July 24th at 4 p.m. in the auditorium over in the Community Center. And then we'll actually also have Stan the Pan Man on June 15th at 1 p.m. in the auditorium as well.
And then not only are those big activities going on, there's a lot of recurring things, one of which is called the Book to Movie Club. What are some of the details about that and some of the experiences students could have connecting both books and movies?
Yeah, well, this is probably about the third or fourth year we've done Book to Movie Club in the summer, and it's just a really great opportunity for kids to realize that a lot of great movies come from great books. And so this year, our books will be Wonder, which has been very popular, and a lot of kids have probably already read it, but it's just a great book to talk about kindness and friendship. And that will be our session in June. We'll read the book for 2 weeks, and then we watch the movie that's based on it the third week. And then our second session, which will start actually at the end of June, June 27th, will be Tale of Despero by Kate DiCamillo. It's kind of an older book, but it's also just a great book to bring back to some of the kids who might not have read that book before.
Well, then coming up in June, it's really kind of the kickoff to your weekly regular programming, stuff that happens all year, but also some things that are special to the summer. What are some of those weekly programs that students can also engage in?
Right. So for kids who have finished kindergarten up to fifth grade, we have weekly programs starting on June 13th at 11:15 on Wednesdays, and some just different, we'll have themes such as geology, instrumental music, science of sound, a ukulele program, and also nature sounds. And so once again, those programs are for kids K through 5, so just finished kindergarten to 5th grade, and those will be held on Wednesdays at 11:15. And then we also have our regular story times and top times and lap sits for those little kiddos. Story time is at 10:30 on Mondays and Thursdays. Top time is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10:30. And then even for those little tiny babies up to those crawling, we have lap sit, and that's offered on Mondays at 11:15.
And then last but certainly not least, one of the things that we talk about annually is the importance of engaging throughout the entire summer in literacy and in reading. Why is it in your mind, as someone who's worked here for many years, to keep kids engaged in the summer after they're out of school in the world of reading and literacy and to keep them, so to speak, up to date about their skills and all those things?
Studies have shown for years that kids who read at least 15 minutes a day keep those reading skills up to where they ended at the end of the school year to going back in the fall. And so we don't want that summer slide is what we call it. And so kids who stay engaged and reading all summer will either maintain their reading level or go above. This year, we're actually also partnering with Second Reformed Church, and we're going to offer some different reading literacy engagements things during their weekly lunch program.
Once again, that was Youth Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.